Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, September the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn down 4¾ cents at 680¼. D-sweet down 4 cents at 865½. And November beans up 2 cents at 14¼. No export sales this morning. We've got the dollar down 62. That's 50 ticks off its lows. Crude oil is up $1.73 a barrel, so all that ought to give a little bit of a tailwind to the grains here this morning. Silver's up 88 cents, gold's up 11 bucks, Bitcoin's up 1,000, so a little bit less concern right now about recession. Obviously, the big news today will be the WASDE report at 11 o'clock Chicago time. They're looking for a corn crop of 14,077,000,000, a bean crop of 4,481,000,000. Corn yield 172.4, bean yield 71.5. The carryouts are looking for 1.18 billion bushels on the corn, 240 million on the beans, 622 on the wheat. World carryouts are looking for 301.8, that's down 4.9 from last month on the corn, 101.1 on the beans, that's down 300,000 metric tons. And wheat, 267.6, up 300,000 metric tons. So, you know, theoretically, the corn should be the most bullish one out there. We'll see if that happens here today. We'll also get inspections at 10 o'clock. I wouldn't expect them to be anything great. The Ukrainians are looking to be making strong headways into Russian-held areas. They're still fighting around the nuclear plant. They're saying that the nuclear plant is certainly susceptible to more problems out here. But it looks like France and Romania have inked a deal to increase Ukrainian wheat sales to developing countries. So that might appease the Russians for the time being. Obviously, Europe's very concerned about the gas pipeline from Russia being shut down. But overall, you know, it's going to be about the WASDE report today. We had good rains in Illinois yesterday. Oh, that'll help with the beans a little bit. It's getting pretty late. But, you know, overall, the crop's pretty well made. Unless there's an early frost, I don't see many changes from this next month. But smaller crops tend to get smaller over time. We'll see if that's the case here this year. So, you know, we got crop progress at 3 o'clock. I don't think that'll have much impact on the market. So it's really going to be about the WASDE report today and the size of the carryouts. Then we have to worry about, you know, what kind of demand is there going to be if the Chinese are really backed up here and have COVID issues. And with the dollar still relatively strong, actually very strong, how much are they actually going to import? Obviously, their purchases have been down. Argentina and Brazil both in a position to pick up any bean sales. So I just can't get too bullish. And in fact, we probably want to sell a rally unless there's a huge surprise in the reports. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.